see the real Hi, Melbourne. This is Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones with The Happening. Boy, oh boy, this is, Marcy, this is taking me back to the TV series we used to do.
I did. You were so gorgeous.
Back when
you're still The Happening. Gorgeous.
Well, you're gorgeous too. And how good it is to be working together.
Isn't this wonderful? I can't believe it.
You know when through the 60s and the 70s and everything, when you were Marcy Jones and the Cookies...
Even before
that as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not going back any further than that. I was born around then. That's what I'm going to keep saying.
Yeah, right.
I was an embryo then. But, you know, to be a female around that time was an enormous thing, to be able to go out in a man's world.
Well, it was huge and it was difficult because all the little kids out there wanted to see the boys. So us girls, we had to really go and kick a bit of butt because otherwise we got stomped all over by you blokes in your red corduroy suits.
Yeah, well, yeah, you remember that. I remember that corduroy suit. It got ripped right up the leg once. I wore it once.
I know.
I got one wear and that was all it was to it. What's on the show tonight? Because why we've called the show The Happening is because... Everything is happening. We're on MTR 1377.
And it's very exciting.
Oh, so exciting. It's going to be fun. Not only did you hear about the Barbie that we've brought in?
Our Sunday night barbecue.
Got the Barbie roaring outside, the
we've
snaggers.
We've got heaps of things cooking.
So everyone that comes on the show gets, at the very least, a snagger.
Oh, I love it. We're going to have really good snags by real butchers.
You don't get that on other radio shows, let me tell you. Hey, everybody, we do have a great show for you, but the main thing is this is your radio show. Phone lines are open. Phone number is 94291377. Give us a call. Have a chat. We want to hear from you. And this is your radio show right here in Melbourne. We want to know what's happening. Give us a call. Have a chat. We'd love to hear from you.
We have some great things on tonight's show, Jeffrey.
Like what?
We have a mystery medley where we invite the callers, you lot out there, to ring up and have a little go of guessing who this is.
You know what? I have heard a little bit of this medley. Now, there's some of it you're going to know. You're going to go, know that bit.
Mm.
But I guarantee you won't know the whole thing. You won't know who it is.
No. You won't really realise who it is.
It is such a surprise. A little nugget we've pulled out, and with a lot of help from Dr. Rock.
He's amazing. He has one of those photographic memories. So anything you want to know about anything, you can actually ring up each week, give us a little question, and
if
Dr. Rock will fix it.
If you think you can beat Dr. Rock, you are a bigger genius than he is, because let me tell you, anything recorded, you can go as far back as you want or as current as you want, Dr. Rock knows it.
He knows everything.
I mean, you and I know a little bit about music, but this guy is unbelievable.
Everything. Fantastic.
And it's great to have him on the show. He's going to be a regular. And tonight, in particular, we're going to be searching all about The Strangers. The Strangers were the iconic band in Melbourne through the 60s, 70s, and as long as you want. What do you know about The Strangers?
Well, they did all the backing for The Go Show, of course, prior to becoming, well, they were The Strangers. And then there was Peter Robinson, John Farrar, Freddie Whelan, and Garth Thompson.
Yes.
And then when Fred left and he went back to England, Terry Walker joined.
My buddy from Perth.
Yes, he's a wonderful singer.
Oh, well, Terry was in a band in Perth called The Times.
I remember The Times.
Yeah, and I had a TV show in Perth called Club 17.
Mm.
And I tell you what, I wanted to be in The Times. There were only a trio, Terry Walker and Jim on the drums, and they just cleaned up everywhere around town. The Times played. Mm. It was packed out.
They backed Marcy and the Cookies one time in Perth when we went to work there.
Yep.
Yeah, they did.
Great band, but we're going to find out a lot about The Strangers, because that's a band that you can't believe what they did and what they worked on, etc.
And such great musicians, of course.
We've also got Lost in Space with Mr. Brad Webb. Do you know what he's going to be talking about?
He's going to be telling us all about his iPod.
If we could look through his iPod, this is going to be better than going through his phone book. You will know all about Brad Webb by going through his iPod.
You look at anybody's iPod, tells you a lot about them, let me tell you.
I mean, you go to my iPod, we've got Elvis, of course, you've got the Beatles, of course, the Stones. I've got CDs of all favourite songs, but they've all got to be the original recordings.
Uh-huh.
I'm a real stickler for... I mean, sometimes I'll hear a version by the Everly Brothers or whatever, and it'll be the re-recording they've done. I've got to have.
Oh, okay.
Got to have the original.
And of course, a lot happened in the '60s about we weren't getting a lot of music in from America because we had this big ban on.
Yep.
So a lot of us Aussie kids got to record some things that actually weren't coming into Australia.
Unbelievable. Oh, what else have we got?
Let me
try to say this as deep as I can, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. This is MTR 1377. We've got the Love Line. Oh, I wish I could say it deeper than that, but that's as deep as I'm talking through my socks.
I'm ready. I am so ready.
That's my sock speaking. The Love Line is going to be great because we want to hear from Melbourne all, well, not necessarily broken hearts, but there's a time when you were in love with a girl on the bus, the girl on the tram, the whatever.
First love.
All those kind of things. We want you to hit the phone lines. Remember, the number is 9429.
1377.
MTR, get on the lines, everybody. We really want to hear from you. And, you know, you and I now share something, and that is there is a CD out.
The Swinging 60s.
Of our greatest. It's called Shaken All Over.
And I'm following you.
It's a double CD.
It is.
Well, I don't mind following you or
don't you, darling?
Going first or whatever. Can we get a little bit of music there going off this CD? Shaken All Over CD featuring just about everybody from that era. Johnny Farnham, Normie Rowe. I mean, you could go on and on and on.
Jeff Phillips.
Marcy Jones and the Cookies. And if we hear a little bit of either Marcy or myself, I would be thrilled.
It's not the way you kiss that tears me apart. But oh, many, many, many nights will go by. I sit alone at home and cry over you. What can I do? I can't help myself, can't help it. 'Cause baby, it's you. You should hear what they say about you. Cheat. They say you'll never, 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 ever be true. Cheat. But oh, it doesn't matter what they say. I know I'm gonna love you any old way. What can I do? When it's true, I don't want nobody, nobody. 'Cause baby, it's you.
Need
It's 13 minutes past six, and we've never sounded better.
You were
on MTR 1377.
Absolutely. I tell you what, we've got a bit of a surprise coming up for you,
really?
Marcy Jones. And that is, you might know this guy very, very well.
Who is it?
Stick around. Here comes Normie Rowe.
When I picked my baby up the other day, I took her to a scene where the sound was wild. They put a whole stack of records on. We stayed and danced till the coke was gone. Cause
things go better with coke. You go better with coke. Fun goes better with food. Goes better with you. Go better with coke. Coke has a taste that you never get.
And in case you didn't know, that was the one and only, the original king of pop.
Mr. Normie Rowe.
And just in case some people don't know, but you and Normie were more than friends at one stage.
We were engaged.
Engaged.
He always says it. He stays friends with me because I know too much about him. We're actually great friends.
That's
we're better
great.
Friends than probably husband and wife. And we had to go through our little journeys, you know.
Right. But you were engaged more or less at the time of Normie taking off like a skyrocket.
Yes,
and yourself as well? Right through then, or not before, during, or after, or but right at that beginning?
Yeah, right at that time, Stan Rofe actually let it out to the press. I was the most hated girl in Australia.
How did you survive?
No wonder no one bought my records.
But I can't believe, I can remember the time that Normie was just huge here in Melbourne in particular, because he was looked on as a Melbourne boy.
Northcote.
And he broke here and everything, but went to a huge concert in Perth. At, let me think of the theatre, because it was where everyone used to play, Capitol Theatre, Capitol Theatre, and it was just mayhem. I mean, forget the Beatles, forget everyone else. Normie Rowe just had the whole theatre going berserk and attacking the stage and everything.
He was huge.
Oh.
And I rode along on his coattail.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Glad you did. Listen, what have we got coming up now?
Okay, we're going to go into our mystery medley. And we're going to invite callers to ring in and tell us who they think.
Remember, everybody, phone number 9429 1377. Have a listen to the mystery medley.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Happening.
The Happening with Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones, MTR 1377, and this is our first show. This is a little bit of fun.
Turn the sausages, Jeff.
Oh, okay. I better go and do
that. I'm getting so hungry, and they smell so good.
We actually got a winner to our mystery medley.
We did. It's Susie from Reservoir.
Ah. And she wins a meal for two at Sophia's. Can't beat that.
Go hungry.
Can't beat that.
Because you won't be hungry when you leave.
Can you believe how the Bee Gees sounded? That was before 1966 when they had their first big, huge number one, Spicks and Specks.
That's right. And they were young then too, but they sort of still sound the same today, I guess, really. Oh,
just an amazing vocal group that nobody else sounds like the Bee Gees.
We can remember being in Brisbane and going down to, I don't know, it was the Purple Prawn or somewhere down there, and there was these three young men, boys, in their little short pants almost and little tiny vests and things, and it was the Bee Gees.
Yep.
They would have been young.
Do you know how they got their name? Because there's a lot of talk about who did and whatever.
No.
There was a DJ in Melbourne called Bill Gates.
I remember Bill Gates.
Gentleman Bill Gates, living up in Surfers Paradise right now and used to be up in Queensland. His name was Bill Gates, BG. Barry Gibb, BG. They evidently were going to sing, would you believe, at a speedway with the cars roaring around the outside in the middle. They get up on the back of the truck and sang at the speedway. They needed a name. And Bill Gates came up and said, what about the Bee Gees?
As easy as that.
There's the name.
That's what happens.
Well, the Beatles was already taken.
Yeah.
Time, everybody. Beatles. It's 6:22 and it's time to make some money for the bosses here. This is The Happening. Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones. Give us a call. Remember, 94291377.
And we're on MTR 1377. Make sure you call.
Lust in Space theme music. It doesn't get any better than that. And right with us at the moment is Brad Webb. Hey, Brad.
Hey, how are you guys going?
This is our first show and we're thrilled to have you here.
Thrilled to be here.
We'd like you to be here regularly because there's so much about technology that is changing, not just annually, it's changing weekly.
And besides, I'll get to learn something, which would be really good.
Well, the pressure's on then.
And tonight you're going to talk about?
The iPod.
And did you hear what I was saying earlier?
Yes.
If we could go through one another's iPod, we'd find out so much about one another, more than a telephone book.
You'd find out about me that I'm just an 80s geek.
80s?
80s, yes. Ooh. Well and truly entrenched in the 80s, from Go West to Go Home, I suppose. That's pretty much...
Flock of Seagulls.
Oh, I ran.
Flock of Seagulls. I love those guys. Remember the haircut that went... kept on going down one side.
Really cool, huh?
And they always had one finger on the keyboard.
I used to say,
how do those guys play keyboards with one finger? It was sensational.
I think they started playing it the day before. But they, yes, and Dead or Alive, Marilyn Calling Your Name. I still remember Darren Hinch having a crack at Marilyn on the Bert Newton show.
Yep, I remember that very well.
And he predicted that Marilyn would be a total loser and never make another single. And
he was right.
I tell you what, to be a one-hit wonder ain't too bad. When you look at the music industry right around the world, if you can be a one-hit wonder, that's not too shabby. Someone calls me a one-hit wonder, I go, yeah, that's okay.
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Yeah, at least I still remember your name. That's good.
Yep.
Well, the best part about the iPod is its simplicity. All iPods are completely integrated with iTunes. What's iTunes? It's a software from Apple. Available free to download, or you get it with the actual iPod when you buy it. What it does is it allows you then to rip your CDs. Ripping is a kind of terminology of sticking a CD into your computer, and the computer will just download it onto its hard disk, place it into iTunes, and then iTunes will place it into your iPod. You can also make the option of buying music online through iTunes once again. And that way you can choose a range of different songs. There's also movies, there's also applications, games. So pretty much what you like, what you are as a person.
So let's say I'm a dummy, and a lot of people have said that. I go and buy an iPod, and I have no idea. All right, I'm a dummy. I buy the iPod. Here it is in my hands right in front of me right now, and people will tell me I can get all types of music on it. Take me through that step by step. I've now got the iPod in my hand. How do I now get music onto it that I can play.
Okay, well, the iPod is essentially a hard disk. It's just an empty pod waiting to be...
waiting to be filled with music.
Exactly right. So, and what we, of course, what we use is iTunes, but people can also download songs through Big Pond Music, as an example.
Right.
In that situation, they have to remember that that music will not automatically go into iTunes. You have to open up the program of iTunes and select those files and then download them onto iTunes.
And then they will come down the computer.
Yes,
I know I'm talking like...
You know what you're doing.
The idea is when you plug your iPod into the computer via a USB cord, it will notice that there is new songs available in iTunes and it will say, do you want to copy them to iPod? And you say yes.
So, for example, if I've got my favorite Rolling Stones album from 1972 and it's a little cracked and a little scratchy and whatever, I can now go back and get it in pristine order, put it on my iPod.
You can. You can actually get turntables and plug them in via USB onto your computer and actually record directly onto your hard drive the vinyl. If you have a large vinyl collection and you think, I don't want to buy CDs or I want to actually use... And there's a lot of purists out there who like the crackle and the scratches and the way they're originally recorded. And you can actually transfer that across in all of its glory and, listen to all the scratches on your iPod as well.
Well, you know, the lines are open. The phone lines are open, Melbourne. 94291377. Have a call, get in, have a word to Brad Webb. He's right here. We're lost in space with Brad, and you can ask him any technical question or any geek question or whatever question you want to take. You'll be able to answer it, Brad.
If I won't, I'm sure I'll be able to Google it.
That's another thing you see.
Certainly.
Okay, again, I'm a dummy. Tell me what Google is.
Google. Well, Google, I tell you what, if you type in what is Google, you'll probably get 10 million answers. Google is a search engine, but it's more than a search engine. It started off as a little app that not many people knew, and it's just grown into this monolithic monster.
Giant.
And its motto was do no bad or do no evil.
Yeah.
Some people might think that their China foray is a little bit blurry in that instance, but I think that in hindsight, even though they have a battle at the moment with Apple, Google itself has helped people understand the internet a lot better. And I think it's opened up to the internet to a lot of people.
As I expected, the phones are going crazy. People want to speak to you, Brad. We'll have them on air and let them find out everything they want to know about the iPod or Google thereabouts. We are lost in space with Brad Webb, and we're going to be back right after the break. It's now 6:35, everybody. And this is The Happening with Jeff Phillips and...
Marcy Jones, and you're on MTR 1377.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Happening with Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones.
And we're on MTR 1377.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling fabulous.
Well, this is our first show. You know, I've never worked with a girl before.
Haven't you? I'm a woman, though.
Well, a young woman. Oh. And no, I never have.
Haven't you?
And it's most enjoyable because...
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
You know, you just bounce off one another and you've got a million stories I want to know about.
Oh, great. Well,
I do. I just look at you and I can see your brain going over this way,
see
that
my
way,
naughty
whatever.
Smile.
It's like, where I tend to think all the time, but what do I have to delete? What's going to get me into trouble? Take this out, that out, whatever it may be.
Hopefully they'll have the 7 seconds.
This guy doesn't have to take anything out, everybody. Let's have a little theme music for the one, the only, coming up right now, Dr. Rock!
See the real smile. The sun shook me, took me out of my world. I woke up. Suddenly I just woke up to the happening.
Here he is, everyone. Say hello to Dr. Rock. Dr. Rock, welcome to The Happening.
Hi,
Good
Dr.
evening.
Rock.
Hello, how are you?
We want to know everything you know.
Where do you want me to start, Jeff?
Start at the beginning and we'll work our way through. We're going to be here for a while, you know.
Well, we are going to be here for a while, but one thing I do want to – Brad actually touched on something from the 80s, and I have to throw this in, Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah.
Iran. You remember you mentioned the
hair?
The hair.
Yep. Do you know what that film clip's known for?
What?
The greatest blooper in the 80s. You can actually see the cameraman.
in the background.
The film clip.
No, really?
Because they had the big silver strips in the film clip, and you can actually see the cameraman
moving around in the background.
Moving around the background, yeah, the greatest blooper of the 80s.
There you go.
I love it.
Iran.
I love it.
Now, earlier on, you played the mystery medley, and it was the Bee Gees, pre-1966, and we've got a little, we've got a couple of little samples here we're going to talk about, and we're also going to talk about the Strangers. Now, one thing a lot of people don't realise, that Ronnie Burns, a good friend of all of us.
Yeah.
Ronnie Burns' first album was actually a Bee Gees album.
Yep.
How did they do that?
Quite easily. They actually recorded a full album. And Jeff Joseph, the impresario, he actually went on to look after the Billboard nightclub.
Yep.
And he was around all the nightclubs, Pinocchio's and all that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very good friend of Ronnie Burns and became Ronnie's manager. And he actually went to Sir Frank Packer and said, I've got this great young singer. How about we do an album? Now, you two guys know as well as I do, there were singles and EPs.
Yep.
To get an album in those days, because the income wasn't there for the kids.
Yeah.
He said, what if I deliver you an album and all we have to do is put Ronnie's vocals on it? So they went and met Maggie McKee from Everybody's Magazine.
Beautiful Maggie. That. I love
Lovely it. Maggie. Yep. And basically they took Barry Gibb's vocals off all the tracks and dubbed in Ronnie's. And we've got two examples tonight. We've got Coal Man. We've got the original Coal Man.
By the Bee Gees.
By the Bee Gees.
Can we have a listen to that?
We're going to have a listen to that, and then we're going to have a listen to the same track with Barry's vocals taken off and Ronnie Burns' vocals are put on.
Ah, so first of all, let's listen to the Bee Gees.
The Bee Gees first, and then Ronnie Burns.
I tell my troubles to the coal man. He's a coal man, but he understands. He's not such a very, very old man. He's a soul man, and he takes my hand. He makes a man feel good when he's down. Head is touching the ground. He's gonna help you if he can. He's a coal man. I tell my troubles to the coal man. He's a coal man, but he understands. He's not such a very, very old man. He's a soul man, and he takes my hand. He makes a man feel good when he's down. Head is touching the ground. He's gonna help you if he can. He's a coal man. I've been waiting for the coal man. He's a whole.
Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. How lucky was Ronnie?
Oh. Well, first of all, I'm still scratching my head wondering why. Did they release the Bee Gees album
eventually
or not?
Eventually they did.
They did?
Yes, and the Exit Stage Right was another one of the tracks.
Yep.
That was Ronnie Burns again.
There was another big hit for Ronnie.
Yeah, that's right. And a little bit of trivia there. The dial changing at the start of the song was Morris Gibb.
Oh, really?
It was Morris. Morris was actually sitting in the studio with the radio dial flicking through all the stations.
Unbelievable.
So that was Morris. Morris did that.
I love it.
Isn't that great?
I still can't believe the Bee Gees did that album. They took off the Bee Gees vocals, put on Ronnie, and Ronnie's all of a sudden got a whole album.
But how lucky was he? Now, that's luck.
That is luck. That is a huge
and
step
not
up
what you know, but who you know.
Into the business.
And
I'll tell you something else, too. Ronnie has actually stayed in contact with Barry Gibb, and they've remained very, very good mates over many, many years.
They
actually did a promotional photo shoot in 1972.
Put this into perspective. Sorry to interrupt you there, mate, but put this into perspective. Diana Ross and the Supremes do a whole album.
Without,
the record label say, we're going to take Diana Ross off and we're going to put on the vocals of Marcy Jones. What a leg up would that be in the business? So that's the kind of deal we're talking about.
Yes,
that's
exactly
basically the deal. That is basically the deal.
He
and the other
so
thing,
lucky.
The other little trivia bit about the Bee Gees is that Sir Robert Stigwood, who actually took the Bee Gees under his wing, at one stage in 1968, actually managed the Beatles and the Bee Gees at the same time, which a lot of people don't realise. He was working under Brian Epstein.
And so when Brian Epstein died...
Passed away, he was in
Robert
charge.
Robert Stigwood took over.
NEMS Enterprises.
Oh.
Robert Stigwood. So RSO with all the Bee Gees records, yep. Robert Stigwood Organisation, that's what it stands for. So there we go.
Wow.
It's not
bad.
What you know. See, same thing, isn't it? They were huge.
What else you got for us, Doctor?
I've got something else for you too. A very good friend to Marcy is Peter Robinson. And I mentioned Peter Robinson from The Strangers.
Bass player.
Yep.
Great guy and a great band. And,
great singer.
One of our callers earlier wanted to know what The Strangers were doing. So I thought I'd do a little bit of research. Peter is living very happily in Sunbury. He's still playing in a number of bands. John Farrow went overseas and, goodness knows...
Made millions. Multi-billions.
Yes, broke his arm the other week. He fell off his wallet. He's actually... He's really landed on his feet. A very talented musician.
Yep.
Garth Thompson, the drummer. He is actually a music teacher.
Yes, he is.
Private school here in Melbourne.
And teaching drums.
Very, very good teacher. Terry Walker. Now, Terry's the second lead singer. There was Freddie Whelan.
No,
there's
a bit of a story about Terry. I'll let you tell that. But
this
it's
is a
very,
great
very
story.
Interesting.
Terry actually left the music business and went into the furniture making business.
Right.
And not long after he started, he actually sawed off three of his fingers.
I know.
On his left hand.
Right. A terrible thing.
Peter Robinson has actually sent him up a left-handed guitar, and he's taught himself to play.
You're kidding.
With two fingers, his thumb and his finger, yeah. And he's learned to play left-handed. He's also a fully qualified helicopter pilot.
Wow.
And he married Joanna Lockwood.
Oh, hey.
They have a beautiful property.
They do.
Oh, isn't that great?
They do. So, Terry, for those people that don't know, we're going to play The Strangers in a minute, but they're really deep.
Yeah.
Very voice, and he's one of your
mates from Perth.
He is indeed.
We go back. I tell you what I loved about Terry back in the Perth days is that technology was changing all the time. I mean, for example, when the Yardbirds came along, played a fuzz guitar with that buzz box, you know, yep. Bam, bam, sound, dirty sound on guitar. Next minute, Terry Walker's got the effect. He's able to play it. If the Shadows had something.
You're talking about Heart Full of Soul.
Yeah, Heart Full of Soul.
The Yardbirds.
That sound. That was the first time we heard a guitar with that sound. Well, Terry Walker would get all the sounds. He was right there.
I'll tell you what, he's very good because that was Jeff Beck. See, early Yardbirds was Eric Clapton. Then you had Jeff Beck who did that. And then, of course, Jimmy Page from Led Zeppelin. So the three great guitarists in that band.
Yep.
Wow.
So isn't that amazing? So we're going to play a track called Sandy. Everyone, you're always here, Happy Without You, and Melanie Makes Me Smile. Well, we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to play Sandy. They did this in one take at HSV 7 in about 1968.
Let's hear it.
She bought the pain, she bought the rain. Oh, her name was Sandy. She took my heart, tore it apart. I just happened to be handy. For Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. She didn't want anyone to own her. Why'd she make me think that I was gonna? Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy.
My love.
Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy.
My love.
Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. But Sandy doesn't care. We're going nowhere. Tears left a trace. Time won't erase or take the place of Sandy. I played my part wrong from the start. I just happened to be handy for Sandy to love, for Sandy to play with. My walls of love could never hold her. There was so much I just never told her. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy. Sandy doesn't care. We're going nowhere. Up in the sky, that's where she wants to fly. She'll be leaving again today. Each day I cry a little bit for Sandy.
Welcome back, everybody, to The Happening with Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones, and we're talking with...
Oh, Dr. Rock.
That was incredible. I mean, you're telling me they did that in one take.
They did it in one take.
All the harmonies in the background.
The harmonies, they could replicate a Beach Boys track like no other. Just as the Twilights could do, the Twilights actually played the Sgt. Pepper album from Go to Woe.
They did. I heard them do that.
And... The Strangers had the ability to do the vocals like the yep. Four Seasons and the Beach Boys. Just remarkable.
You know that when the Beach Boys first recorded Good Vibrations, they could not record it. They could not perform it live. They just said it's too much of a studio song. We can't do it live.
All the overdubs and overdubs.
Right, all those
and
kind
overdubs.
Of things. Guess what? Strangers just said, we'll show you how to do it.
Yeah.
That was how good the Strangers were.
Peter used to write all the parts.
They did.
Peter was just amazing. He still does that today.
And a great player and a gentleman to boot.
He is a gentleman.
Doctor, I can tell you're going to be coming back here to The Happening because we want you back all the time. You've got a million stories. This is just touching on the iceberg.
Look, we want people to email their requests in if they want to find out what's happened to a band. Another one we're going to talk about next week is The Town Criers.
Ah.
We're going to let you know where those guys are. We're going to play a couple of tracks as well. And just a little bit of a teaser. Dr. Jeffrey Edelston.
Ooh.
Managed and produced The Town Criers. So we'll talk about them more next week. You can send your requests in.
And I've got a little connection with Dr. Jeffrey Edelston as well.
Do you?
I'll tell you about it next week.
Ooh.
Fantastic.
We've got to have some teasers here. You know, we can't give it all out all at once.
I'm looking forward to hearing that one myself. And don't forget, you can actually email the station at mtr.com.au. And
sensational.
We'll answer your questions anytime, any place. And if an obscure band or an artist you want to know what's happened to or you want to hear a song you haven't heard for many, many years, let us know.
Absolutely. All right, everybody, we'll be back with Dr. Rock next week. Meanwhile, we're going to come back with something special in a little while, and I think this is going to be something Melbourne is really going to get into. That is the Love Line. This is The Happening, Sunday night, MTR 1377. Welcome back, everybody, to The Happening with Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones. I predict, Marcy, this is going to be a huge segment on The Happening.
Everyone is going to want to know the one who got away, where they are.
Exactly. What we're looking for right across Melbourne are not necessarily the heartbreaking people and whatever like that, but there's always got to be someone in your past that you say, I wonder if...
Yes.
I wonder if I had gone out one more time with that guy or that girl or whatever, or someone that you really, that got away and you kind of sort of going, I wonder what happened to her or him or that kind of thing.
The one you never forget.
And there's always somebody in the background.
Yes, there is.
That you wonder about. And this is the Love Line. This is where I try to do my Barry White and speak a little bit deeper. But guess what? We've got our Barbie outside, right?
Yes.
And we're talking about the Love Line earlier in the show.
Yes.
All of a sudden, John, who's outside turning the snaggers over, he says, I got someone I've always wanted to try to see again. So we don't have to get him on the telephone. We've got him right here in the studio. John.
Jeff, Marcy, how
you going? Hello, John.
Meanwhile, are the snaggers burnt or are they...
Okay. No, I'm looking after him very well, Jeff. That's something I can do as a very good Barbie, so...
well, mate, you've got the job. You're in charge.
Good.
So tell us, John, what was her name and which was the one that you just never really ever forgot?
Oh, well, Marcy, we're going back a few years now, of course. Would have been about 1975, I think. I was at the Manhattan Hotel out in Ringwood Way out there. And I happened to be at an AC/DC gig.
Great.
They used to play out there. And
they were
the
playing
clubs.
There live?
Yeah.
Oh, live?
Yeah.
Not Etihad Stadium. Manhattan Hotel.
Not in those days, Jeff.
Wow.
No, they used to play the pubs around that area.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm from out that way. So, So I managed, because I was underage, I was only 15 at the time, but I'm fairly tall. So I managed to sneak in that night, which was pretty good. I thought, oh, here we go, right. I'm going to order my first beer from the bar too, and I got away with that too. So the night was going really well, I thought, too.
Yeah.
And anyway.
So then you saw her.
Yes, yeah. She was with a group of a couple of other friends and... And one thing led to another, and we got chatting, which was good. And I managed to get her name and her number and whatnot, and chatted for a while. And
what was her name?
Lisa.
Lisa.
Lisa. Yeah.
Last name?
Well, it's actually White, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not the same spelling, I don't think, as Barry White, but yeah.
And, so yeah. Lisa White.
Lisa White,
1975,
yeah.
Manhattan Hotel.
That's right, Jeff, yeah. And
what did she look like then?
Well, she was a bit short, a bit shorter than me.
Yeah.
But, she had, in those days, the Sharpie haircut, a few tails at the back. Yeah, but no, she pulled it off okay. Didn't look too bad on her, but
yeah.
That was all right. And, had the tight Staggers pants on, I think. And
oh,
the,
wow.
And the shoes.
Staggers.
The platform shoes a bit, yeah. So I couldn't wear those because I was too tall. I looked like
you're
him.
Wearing the flats and she's got the
That's right, yeah.
Platforms
so
on.
We came up a bit closer in height then. So, I could never wear those. I looked like Herman Munster if I tried those.
Are we talking about this was the only night you were ever together?
Yes, unfortunately, Jeff. Yeah, we did manage to get in a bit of a, a close clinch there for a while. And
up close and personal.
Right. Yeah,
did you get to
snog
a bit,
Oh, well,
A gentleman never tells, Marcy. Oh. Never tells.
Kissing's
all just...
right. Kissing's okay.
That's good. No, it was probably my second time anyway.
Oh,
so I was only 15, remember? So,
did your mother know where you were?
Well, no, she didn't actually. No, no, I snuck out because, I was a huge AC/DC fan. I thought, this is my chance. I've got to go see them, whatever happens, So,
did you take her home?
No, unfortunately, no. As the concert was going, about halfway through the show, I believe her, someone threw a glass at Bon Scott.
Oh.
And, Phil Rudd is... The band has stopped, and Phil Rudd's just jumped up from behind his kit, and he's just found this guy who's near the front of the stage, and he's just jumped off, and it's on.
It's on.
It's on.
So when this was happening, I've just ducked under a table.
Smart.
And
smart.
I'm not going to cop a glass in the head. So
exactly.
So I've run on the table.
And Lisa?
And, when it all calmed down and, the lights came on and the bouncers took care of it, she was gone.
Oh, no, no.
So Lisa White from 1975 at the Manhattan at the AC/DC concert. If you're out there listening, would you please ring us in?
Yeah, please, Lisa, come on.
Come on, Lisa,
we're looking for
you.
It'll be fun. Yeah, absolutely.
9429 1377.
And
give
also,
us a bell.
And even if you want to email, our email address, mtr.com.au, Lisa. We're looking for you on the Love Line. I tell you what, it's going to be full of a million stories out there.
I love the Love Line. John, that's wonderful. We'll see if we can find her for you.
Oh, good on your mask. Thanks, Jeff.
Thanks, John. Take care of the Snaggers, mate.
I will.
Okay. We'll be back, everyone, in just a little while to wrap up and tell you what's going on in our next hour. We got plenty coming up here on The Happening. Welcome back, everybody, to The Happening with Jeff Phillips and Marcy Jones here on MTR 1377. And what have we got coming up in the next hour, Marcy?
Well, I'm very excited because we have this gorgeous man, Bob Phillips. Do you remember Bob?
Very good friend of mine.
Channel 9 producer and just the most darling, darling man.
He is.
So he's coming on, which I'm really thrilled about.
He's got a million stories,
to
tell about television and all the days, all the shows he's been involved in, you wouldn't believe.
He had one of my outfits in his museum for years.
Really?
I'm a museum piece these days.
I went to see Cats a couple of Sundays back with my daughter.
What did you think?
I loved it. Everything I remember, because I was in Cats in the original
production. I saw you in Cats, rum-tum-tugger, you little devil. Do you think you could wear your suit in next week, just for me?
Well, I'll have to dig it out of my bedroom, but I'm sure, I usually wear it Saturday nights, but
you?
I can bring it in next Sunday for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
I was the hairy one.
Well, you were gorgeous. You were so good in that.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
It was a killer show. Great show. We've also got more of the Love Line coming up, and the phones are going crazy on the Love Line. People want to connect all over the place.
And did you know that Chico Marx did an Australian tour here in 1948?
Chico Marx?
Chico Marx.
48.
I was three.
I was...
Go on.
Yeah,
you
I'm not saying
three.
Nothing. I'm not saying nothing. We'll be back, everybody, right after this. We've got so much more of The Happening. Stick around with us here on MTR 1377, The Happening.
Hey, life, look at me. I can see the green.
I just woke up to the house.